Zahir Omar, Senior Attorney at Zahir Omar Attorneys. And I'm pleased to say Zahir is on the line. Good afternoon to you, Zahir, and thank you for talking to us on Chai FM.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Zahir, what happened yesterday for us non-lawyers? Why are the newspaper reports crying irrational, constitutional crisis as judge rules lockdown regulations invalid? What is going on, Zahir?
You see, every action by a person in authority, any person in authority, the executive or anyone else exercising a power in terms of legislation, must do so rationally, and that the action cannot be arbitrarily done. This underpins the principle of legality. The principle of legality dictates that all actions from government officials must be done rationally and not arbitrarily. Now, that is the law and the ambit of the law which we inherited from the English law. It's a review based on principle of legality. Now, what Judge Davis found? Judge Davis found that the lockdown regulations do not satisfy the test of rationality. Now, what is the test of rationality? The test of rationality is that a good reason must underpin a regulation or a law, and that can only be said to be done if the regulation is commensurate with the purpose for the promulgation of the regulation. Judge Davis found, for example, allowing people to be on the promenade and not on the beach. That is irrational and arbitrary. For example, having other businesses open except restaurants and hairdressers. There is no reason, rational decision underpinning these regulations. And the government was represented by a competent advocate in court. And the learned judge asked the advocate these questions, and the advocate could not answer. It appears to me that the lockdown regulations were simply a cut and paste from the United Kingdom. It was the lockdown regulations did not have regard to South Africa's peculiar socio-economic circumstances. Within a week or 2 weeks of the lockdown, we had thousands of people queuing to receive handouts for food. This is a further example of the regulations not being underpinned by reason, not having regard to the socio-economic circumstances of South Africa.
Could it not be said that in an emergent situation that we are facing, that the normal rules of law need to be suspended because of a national emergency situation? And that the rights of the group have to trump the rights of the individual.
Now, if that was indeed the case, then our government, our president, would have declared a state of emergency in terms of Section 37 of the Constitution. Now, you are quite right. The Constitution makes provision for when the rights in the Bill of Rights in Chapter 2 may be suspended, restricted, or limited. And that will only be under circumstances when a state of emergency is declared. Now, the president did not declare a state of emergency. Now, in the absent a state of emergency, how can the freedom to trade, the freedom of movement, the right to worship, how can these fundamental rights embodied in Chapter 2 of the Constitution be restricted? It cannot be done. Now, if I may add, Chapter 2 of our Constitution was a subject of hot debate between 1990 and 1993 at CODESA.
Yes.
All parties agreed that fundamental rights in our country shall not be changed. The Constitution can only be amended by a two-thirds majority, which will never happen. Now, this was the agreement that we all agreed upon to be ushered into new South Africa. Who would contemplate that Ramaphosa, President Ramaphosa, who himself is a lawyer, who himself participated in the drawing of the Constitution, will conduct himself or allow such irrational regulations to be promulgated, which in fact emasculate his rights in Chapter 2 of the Constitution.
I hear you. Would he have had the right, do you think, under these COVID circumstances to declare a state of emergency?
Indeed, if you peruse Section 37 of the Constitution, the proper manner in which the rights in the Bill of Rights should be curtailed is by declaring a state of emergency. Italy, Spain, other states in America that share a Bill of Rights, that have a Bill of Rights, that are constitutional democracies, all these countries declared a state of emergency and only thereafter promulgated regulations that restrict the provisions of Chapter 2, which is the fundamental rights.
So it's peculiar.
Yep.
I'm with you, I understand. What I don't understand, though, is where we are after this judgment, because we are in this lockdown that has been gazetted, but now the regulations which are invalid. So what does that mean?
Look, the judge ordered Parliament to within 14 days convene and ensure that the regulations, if they are going to be re-promulgated, are done rationally and not arbitrarily. Now, my advice to government is to have lawyers, advocate Nazir Qasim SC, who offered his services, advocate Ngulwana SC, who also offered his services. I myself, we can have a group of advocates, attorneys, seniors, who will assist government in taking measures that are rational to combat the coronavirus.
Do you think it actually can be done within the context of the Constitution, respecting all those rights and yet dealing with such an emergency?
The first thing that must be done is to declare a state of emergency. Then we are doing things constitutionally. Nothing stops the president tonight to retrospectively declare a state of emergency and to promulgate regulations to say that the regulations passed are now being done under the umbrella of a state of emergency. Okay. Then within the course of this week, by Friday, we all get together with government and we ensure, we apply our minds to ensure regulations are promulgated that are not irrational. This can be done with the assistance and help of advocates, senior advocates and attorneys.
I hear you. So we're going to have to leave it there because we're going to run out of time. But I just want to, you've stoked an interesting debate. Our lines are lighting up. One of our listeners have just said, ask him about smoking. I mean, that clearly is one of the more irrational decisions that has been made in this whole process.
You can't ban smoking overnight. Anyone who knows a smoker, these guys are addicted to smoking.
Sure.
And you can't do that. It's cruel. It's inhumane. It amounts to torture. And this amounts to an infraction of the right not to be tortured or to be treated in a cruel and inhuman fashion. This is a right protected by Chapter 2. This is a very, very serious thing. And I'm surprised no one has gone to court. What government has done by banning smoking in this irrational fashion was to inflict torture and abuse upon its own subjects.
That's calling it like it is.
I could do a simple, quickly, urgent application to the High Court to declare the ban on smoking so hastily to be irrational and arbitrary, and I'll say it amounts to an infraction, a violation of a fundamental right in the Constitution. I'm shocked and surprised that no one has done this thus far.
There's a challenge out to our listeners. If you're a committed smoker and you're feeling hard done by, Zahir Omar, senior attorney at Zahir Omar Attorneys, going to take you on. He reckons he'll overturn this and protect your individual rights. Zahir, thank you so much for what was an absolutely fascinating insight into what happened in court yesterday.
Thank you very much.